Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. What's next for up to 500,000 immigrants in the U.S. now that the Supreme Court okays the Trump administration intending to strip temporary legal protections while the case plays out in the courts? ABC's Devin Dwyer in Washington.
Those immigrants in the United States could now, in the next 30 days, see their status revoked. They will be forced to leave the country unless they have some other kind of legal status.
Yet another federal judge ruling the Trump tariffs were likely illegal, but for now they're allowed to continue as the legal process plays out. Making his first public remarks since his cancer diagnosis, former President Joe Biden, at a Memorial Day service in Newcastle, Delaware, praising the military and its families.
The greatest honor of my life has been for 4 years being the commander-in-chief of the United States.
Ukraine ready to resume direct peace talks with Russia in Istanbul Monday, says a Ukraine presidential advisor. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A powerful legislative committee has inched forward on the next state budget. Charlie Pittman has more.
On Thursday, the Joint Finance Committee approved updates to the public employee pension system and continued funding for youth firefighter training programs. They also voted to keep 5 call center positions at the Department of Safety and Professional Services for another 3 years. That agency handles licensing for workers in hundreds of skilled trades, from electricians to nurses. Democrats on the committee pushed to make those staff positions permanent and to add even more staff to help speed up licensing. They point out the agency is self-funded through licensing fees. But with Republicans holding the majority, those changes didn't make it in. Talks are still underway on the bigger ticket items in the budget. Key GOP lawmakers and Governor Evers reportedly met again last week.
Former Oshkosh Common Council member William Bill Miller passed away Monday, May 26th. Oshkosh Mayor Matt Mugerauer acknowledged his passing at this week's Common Council meeting.
Not only was Bill a former council member, but he was a huge supporter of everything Oshkosh. And to say that he was a friend of this city would be an absolute understatement.
Miller served on the Common Council from 2019 through 2023. He was also involved in the Boys and Girls Club of Oshkosh and the YMCA. A woman who called in a bomb threat to an Oshkosh synagogue because she wanted to talk to the FBI was sentenced to 2 years probation. 66-year-old Pauline Beyer admitted to making the call in January of 2024 because she felt her local police department was keeping her hostage in her home with no electricity. She said she had tried to get help from the Waupaca County 911, the ADRC, and other agencies to no avail. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Badgers Hall of Fame. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The University of Wisconsin announcing 12 new inductees into the Badgers Athletic Hall of Fame, including NFL running back James White, announcer Matt LaPay, and basketball player Frank Kaminsky, who led the Badgers to back-to-back appearances in the Final Four.
You know, my 4 years here, I just really wanted to maximize my opportunity. You know, I felt really lucky to be able to have a scholarship to come here in the first place because I wasn't highly recruited. I mean, it's just like you get overcome with this, like, emotion that you can't really describe. Like, I love here. I love Wisconsin. I love the school. I love being back on campus.
NFL Packers OTA practices continue in Green Bay. The team adding another receiver to the roster, Sam Brown Jr. from the Miami Hurricanes. Baseball, Brewers open a 3-game series on the road tonight against the Phillies after a much-needed day off yesterday. Trevor McGill.
Workload's been a lot, and it's just kind of what we needed to do to keep the wins going. So, yeah, just out there for the boys.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today with an air quality alert in effect as wildfire smoke from Canada makes its way here from breezy northwest winds. Otherwise today, a chance of spotty showers late this afternoon could turn into some scattered thunderstorms early this evening. High temperatures today reach the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's film incentive advocate Rex Sykes, Civic Media sports director Jimmy Cuska, and even though we are Terry Barless, it's still Bar Band Friday night. We'll be joined by Rocker. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program today. Oh, man. You ever heard of remigration? Remigration is a phrase that is used by the far right in Europe. It's used by neo-Nazis in Germany. They use it to refer to getting the Gastarbeiters out of the country. The Gastarbeiters is German word for guest workers. And these were people who were brought mostly from Turkey after World War II. So many German men died in World War II that they couldn't rebuild their country. They didn't have enough labor to rebuild their country. And so they brought these people in from Turkey and said, you know, if you work hard and play by the rules and you know, stay here, eventually you'll become citizens. And when I lived there in the 80s, there was still a debate about whether to give the children and grandchildren of some of these people who came over in the 40s citizenship rights. And ultimately, the Germans kind of worked it out where many of them actually did get citizenship. And now the neo-Nazis in Germany want to revoke that citizenship and force these brown-skinned Muslims, these Turks, or people of Turkish ancestry, they're Germans actually now, to force them to repatriate themselves or remigrate, is the phrase, to Turkey, to leave the country. Basically what they're saying is that they don't want any brown-skinned people in Germany. They're not Germans. That German identity is defined by ethnicity. Same thing is happening in Sweden. There's a remigration effort there to get people, principally people from Northern Africa, who came during the bombing of the Russian bombing of Syria, which, you know, tripped off this whole and the so-called Arab Spring, you'll recall, that was associated with that time period. So remigration is basically a phrase that the white supremacist right-wing racists use to describe getting people of color out of the country. And now the Trump administration is discussing replacing the State Department's Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor Bureau, getting rid of that, no more democracy, no more human rights, no more labor, and replacing it with a new Bureau of Remigration that focuses on, quote, Western values. You'll recall the Proud Boys call themselves Western chauvinists. Western values is code among the hard right, is code for white supremacy, for, you know, no people of color and no queer people welcome here, basically. And this is a brutal, cruel game that's going on with the ICE agents going after people. That now that they want the 3,000 a day being deported, right now it's around 800, and so they're starting to snatch people as they show up for their monthly immigration meetings, and people believing that they're playing by the rules. They have played by the rules. They did everything right. They used, you know, the app to come into the United States. They registered with the government. They've said, here's where I am. They got a permit to be here. They got a permit to work. And ICE is grabbing them, pulling all those permits and you know, hustling them off to detention centers, private prisons, you know, things like this. This is just deeply and profoundly un-American. This is so wrong. And again, I'm all in favor of our having, you know, strong borders and enforcing our immigration laws. But this is something different from that. This is eugenics. This is racist social engineering. And I just, it's disgusting to me. So what's on your mind? Ron in Bremerton, Washington. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, we're getting these Pam Bondi messages on TV and radio about, they always start off under the leadership of Trump, usually about immigration and deportations and mm-hmm. stuff. And I'm just wondering why the Democrats don't do something similar. And they could start off under the leadership of Trump, all the people that are dying mm-hmm. in the third world countries, as you reported earlier.
Yeah.
1,500 people, violent criminals being pardoned, things like that.
I guarantee you these are not being paid for. Well, actually, I can't guarantee that. But here's the problem, Ron. The Republicans have multiple. They've got, you know, there were over 100 right-wing billionaire families that put more than $2.5 billion into the 2024 election on behalf of most of it on behalf of Republican candidates. They are awash in an ocean of cash, the GOP, because, you know, these people, these right-wingers, they want Trump because they want the big tax cut, and they're pushing really hard right now to jack his popularity up because they want this tax cut to go through. There are no billionaires on the left that are supporting Democrats the way that, you know, the majority of these right-wing billionaires are supporting Republicans. They're just being outspent, massively outspent. And that's why you're not seeing Democratic ads. They just don't have the money.
Just don't have it. Well, that's bad. It just seems like we need to do more.
I agree. And that's going to fall to us because either we're going to supply the money, and that's probably not going to happen given the large amounts of money that are needed, or we're going to be, in the streets. And
yeah,
it looks like June 14th is going to be a big event. So that's, you know, that's what we need to be doing, Ron. Ron, I got to run, but thank you for the call. I get your concern. Thank you. Mike in Indianapolis. Hey, Mike, what's up? How's Indiana?
Oh, Indiana is pretty good today. Sunny and cloudy, but nice.
Great.
Yeah, I hear you talk about all these protests and Trump's appearances going on around the country.
Mm-hmm.
How about having somebody show up with, or as many as you can get, people show up with their food trucks selling Donald Taco.
Donald Tacos. Yeah, like Del Taco. I get it.
Trump show up.
He's our taco president.
Yeah,
he's apparently infuriated by this. You know, it's he really went after that reporter, and which surprises me because this, you know, it was all over the Wall Street Journal. It was in the Financial Times. It was a it turns out it was a Financial Times writer who first coined that meme. I thought that Lawrence O'Donnell had, but I was wrong. But it had been promoted, you know, on Lawrence's show and on other shows. Trump had to know about this. And if he didn't know about it, it's a real sad commentary on the size and scope and whatnot of the bubble that he lives in. I mean, this is just, you know, grim stuff. Mike, thanks for the call. Kino in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Kino, happy Freer's Day. What's up?
Well, thank you for that. In case your callers don't know, that's the Norwegian goddess of love for which Friday is named after. So,
exactly.
Yes, happy Freer's Day. Tom, is there any discussion? You earlier talked about our march to feudalism, and we're producing debt slaves or debt serfs. And one of the things that's producing debt slaves is dentists. They're out of control in what they're charging for people.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Is there any way to control dentists since it's all supply and demand, that they give the supply? And you know, there's a phrase, people that make fortunes out of other people's misfortunes, doctors, lawyers, and dentists.
Right.
And I got a friend, a relative. She's retired, but she had to pay $30,000 to do a dinner. We had to take out a mortgage she's going to be paying on 20 years. Wow. And it's just out of control down here in Florida and I guess across the nation. Is there any way, could there be, like utility boards regulate electricity, could there be a dental board that regulates the prices that, that dentists charge? Because, you know, one person went in and for 3 hours work, they were charged $5,000.
Yeah.
And so...
been there, done that. Keno, there are boards that supervise the licensure of dentists in every state. Whether they oversee pricing or not, I'm skeptical. I doubt it. But the pressure point would be the colleges. And this is where the American Medical Association has been very successful for the past 60, 70 years in that they became the agency that it accredits medical schools. And therefore, they've been able to restrict enrollment in medical schools to the point that, you know, there's a shortage of doctors and thus doctors can charge whatever the hell they want. I've always been an opponent of that. I've thought that, you know, we should have open enrollment for all medical schools in the United States. Now, I don't know if that's if there's an identical or analogous system for dentists, but I would bet that there probably is. There's probably a dental, you know, the American Association of Dentistry or something like that, that is kind of the union for the dentists that limits or restricts enrollment in dental colleges. I can't say it for sure. I don't know. I've never really investigated this, Keno. But if that's the case, then that would be the thing to do, is to work on federal legislation to take that power away from that group.
Could you talk about this some, Tom?
I'll have to look into it first, but thanks for putting it on my radar screen, Keno. I've noticed the same thing over the years. Thanks a lot for the call. It's 16 minutes past the hour, 16 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you in just a minute.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Back with more of your calls in just a second. Stick around, 16 minutes past the hour.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community is brought to you by Insight Eye Care. Insight's doctors love to see children of any age, from infants to centenarians. They'll care for you and your family at every stage of life. Improving lives by improving sight. WIinsight.com.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Your free ticket Friday keyword for the Tom Hartman Program is... home, H-O-M-E, home.
Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms. And in legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced on everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. Whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedom. So join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
The camera's rope, he points and lays the blame. Says the press is out to get him. Playing a rigged game. Fake news, they twist the facts. They're enemies of me. But silencing the truth is how you kill democracy. Donald Trump is crushing the media, tearing down the light, turning facts to fiction, hiding wrong from right. Calls them traitors, calls them liars.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's up?
Well, a minor correction first.
just that you earlier you mentioned Mission from God being the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, no, it's Blues Brothers. Realized that shortly after I said it, but I thought, it's too late to go back.
Trivial correction.
Good one, though, Clay. Thank you. I like this show to be bulletproof. I appreciate it when people fix things that I screw up.
All right, good. So when you come across someone that says that all politicians are liars and similarly that both parties are the same, what do you find is a good way to respond to those things?
Well, I would first acknowledge that a lot of politicians are liars and there are problems in both political parties. But that said, if you look at all of, you know, I'd make a couple of points. Number one, all the presidents, all of the Republican presidents from Ronald Reagan to today have produced on net maybe 1 million jobs. All the Democratic presidents from Ronald Reagan to today have created on average around 50 million jobs, number one. Number two, every major forward motion in the United States as a result of legislation came about because of Democrats. You cannot name one thing that Republicans did that benefit the average person. They do tax cuts for billionaires, they do loopholes and deregulation for oil companies and tobacco companies, and they make it so you can't sue gun manufacturers or tobacco companies or fossil fuel producers. But Social Security, Democrats, Medicare, Democrats, Medicaid, Democrats, unemployment insurance, Democrats, the right to unionize, the Wagner Act, Democrats, the minimum wage, Democrats, the Environmental Protection Agency, Democrats, the Occupational Safety and Health Agency, Democrats, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Democrats, every single program, there's no, without exception. I mean, I've been running a contest on this program for 22 years. Name one piece of legislation post-Reagan that came out of a Republican president, Republican Congress that benefits the average working person. And, you know, a substantial piece of legislation, nobody has ever won that prize, Clay. So I would just challenge somebody, you know, if you think the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are the same thing, here's a long list of things Democrats have brought us. What have Republicans done? Just name one. Just one thing, please. And they can't.
Yeah, that's a good, I guess that's a good way to put it. All right, then. Thank you.
You're welcome. Helping you win the water cooler wars, as they say. Good luck, Clay. Lyle in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Lyle, what's up?
Oh, hey there, Tom. I had a question for you. You know, the Chrisleys just got pardoned.
Yeah.
And they had stolen something like $30, $35 million. I was wondering, what happens to that money? Do they get to keep that? Or?
It appears. I'm guessing that they're shoveling a good portion of it into Donald Trump's back pocket by buying a bunch of his coins. But, you know, I don't have evidence of that. But it certainly seems logical. He does seem to be selling pardons. Rudy Giuliani, a couple of years ago, 6 years ago, said that he was selling pardons and he was splitting the money with Rudy. So, yeah, I think that's what's going on, Lyle. Great point. Thanks for bringing it up, Lyle. I appreciate the call. It is 27 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
What's on your mind? It's Anything Goes Weekend. I'll be right back with your call.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an antacid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure...
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. More changes from the Trump administration could put more international students' futures in jeopardy. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
The State Department announced plans to revoke some visas for students from China and Hong Kong. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said they would be revoking these visas aggressively. On top of that, the department plans to further scrutinize incoming student visa applications from China and Hong Kong, too. This is all part of escalating tensions between the Trump administration and China. Now, UW-Madison officials say they're deeply concerned about the impact this will have on their Chinese students. Almost half of the international students at UW-Madison are from China. There are 3,400 of them in the student body. UW leaders directed Chinese students to immigration resources. This comes, of course, after the administration revoked the visas of dozens of Wisconsin students earlier this year before reversing course. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
An 81-year-old Nassauwappe man is sentenced to 15 years in prison for a theft and money laundering scheme. Dale Posh pleaded guilty to defrauding elderly Door County residents out of over $1.1 million. Posh will also pay restitution to his victims and serve 15 years extended supervision upon release. There's a concern today over air quality in Wisconsin. The DNR has called an air quality advisory that will run through Saturday morning. Wildfire smoke from Canada is set to cause an impact. The air quality index is forecasted to reach unhealthy levels for sensitive groups. That includes children, seniors, and those with respiratory issues. The DNR is advising people in those groups to reduce outdoor activity today. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW. W News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mostly sunny today with an air quality alert in effect as wildfire smoke from Canada makes its way here from breezy northwest winds. Otherwise today, a chance of spotty showers late this afternoon could turn into some scattered thunderstorms early this evening. High temperatures today reach the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll see what's happening in the state capitol, the Joint Finance Committee in terms of our tax dollars, and what's worse, handshake or fist bump? Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. You've probably heard the rumor, you know, you can't regrow cartilage. But what if it's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. Third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee or tea, any drink. Louise adds it to her coffee every morning. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key, and right now I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the normal retail price plus free shipping. It's only available at GetNativePath.com/Tom. That's Get, G-E-T, GetNativePath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. GetNativePath.com/Tom.
Children wonder if they'll live or die. Welcome to Trump's version of hell, where freedom fades and the darkness swells. If your hair's too dark or your name's too long,
welcome back. 36 hide. Minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Bill in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I haven't talked to you for a while, but listen, I talked to you about this once before, and I think what triggered my thought about it, and I'm sure you probably don't agree with it, of course, what Rahm Emanuel said about the Democratic Party. To me, the problem with the Democratic Party is that they enable Republicans like Trump to get elected. And not because of any voter hijinks. Some of the things that I think, well, all the stuff Trump's doing now, and maybe you can help me in this, what has been the Republican response to it? The only thing I've heard is about how bad Trump is. And after a while, I don't think you need somebody to tell you that. All you got to do is read the paper or read the internet. But do you think the party has got to get its act together, and one thing is become more moderate?
Now, you said the Republican Party or the Democratic Party? Which party are you?
The Democratic Party. I'm
sorry.
You're
asking about the Democratic Party. There's a real, you know, kind of soul-searching struggle going on in the Democratic Party, Bill. And, by the way, as a reasonable conservative, I always appreciate your calls. I think a lot of this goes back to the early 1990s. Jimmy Carter, actually, in 78, 79, early 1980, was kind of buying into neoliberalism. He deregulated the travel industry, which made a lot of money for Louise and me. But, it's... I'm still mixed feelings about that. He deregulated the railroads and things like that. But really, it was Bill Clinton who bought into neoliberalism and said, okay, we're going to just continue the Reagan revolution. And so did Barack Obama. And we're, you know, and so we're going to reach out, since the Supreme Court has legalized, you know, billionaires pouring money into politicians, we're going to suck up to the billionaires. And my concern is that, you know, the Democratic Party, that really hurt the party. It damaged their image as the party of average working people, and kind of created this image of the Democratic Party as the image of the white collar elites, you know. And so there's this big struggle going on inside the Democratic Party right now about what its future is going to be. Is it going to be the kind of Josh Gottheimer, you know, Jared Golden, we'll take money from billionaires and corporations party? Or is it going to be the Bernie Sanders AOC, no, we won't, we're going to just represent the people party? And I think there's a real struggle going on there, Bill. And I will acknowledge that a lot of missteps and Joe Biden, you know, deciding he was going to run for re-election did put Trump into the White House.
Yeah, things like that. But let me ask you a question this, because one of the things that I think Rahm Emanuel was talking about, and I've heard other Democrat leaders say this, is this thing about identity politics.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say specifically, if I was a Democratic Party and I was going to fight a battle on Hill, my last one, I don't think the thing about men playing women's sports is really a good thing to do. And I'm basing it just on what the public opinion is. And to me, common sense. I don't have a daughter, so.
Yeah.
But I can imagine.
Well, you're seeing that right now in the Democratic Party. And, you know, I mean, Gavin Newsom has already repudiated Democratic support for trans women in sports. I think it's a very, very small issue. There's so few trans women in sports. I mean, there's one in California, right? One trans woman participating in sports. But Trump is using that, and the Republicans are using that to beat California and Democrats over the head. I think the Democrats, rather than saying, you know, screw the trans people, they should be saying, hey, look, this is how demagogues operate. Now, I realize that that's a message that probably will not resonate with or even be understood by the majority of American voters. And so it's probably a losing message. And probably what you're going to see is the Democratic Party, by and large, turning their back on trans athletes. You know, the Republicans have been very, very good at finding the most vulnerable people, or the rare exceptions to the rule, and turning them, you know, that's what Willie Horton was all about, right? I mean, Willie Horton had been let out of jail by a Republican governor, but they still used him to beat the crap out of Michael Dukakis. It's just when you're dealing with a political party that considers power more important than making ethical arguments or talking actually about policy, it gets real difficult, Bill.
Well, Tom, thank you so much. I think my phone's breaking up. Oh, by the way, I'm moving to Indiana next week, so I'll be kind of in your part of the world.
Okay. Well, we're out in Portland, Oregon, but you're getting closer. Yeah, I grew up in Michigan.
I've been thinking about it. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks
so Indiana's much. Indiana's a beautiful state, Bill. I hope you enjoy it and look forward to our next conversation. Thank you very much for the call. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, happy Friday, Tom. Thanks for being the Renaissance man that you are, going on CNN. I didn't see that today, but you also have the number one most viewed piece on Common Dreams right now. So,
interesting.
But I'd like to discuss your Hartman report from yesterday about me societies versus we societies. And I enthusiastically endorse today's report calling for Democrats to form a shadow government. And I was glad to hear you suggest that to Pramila Jayapal earlier in the week. You know, if Democratic leadership or the DNC isn't going to do it, I think the Progressive Caucus should do it on their own. I've said that before on your show.
I
would call it the People's Cabinet. And if the Progressive Caucus doesn't do it, a group like Our Revolution could easily have people vote for their choices. So somebody has to pick up the ball and do it. But turning to your must-read Hartman report from yesterday, Tom, you know, it really is astonishing how Reagan flipped us from an evolving we society to a devolving me society.
Yep.
And now these two greedy grifters in the White House right now in the Oval Office as we speak, they're the shameless, unapologetic, unrepentant embodiments of this me society. After they cut off, and I'm talking about Trump and Musk, after they cut off food assistance to starving kids around the world, that was the first thing they did. They're now turning their greedy hands to cutting a combined $1 trillion from Medicaid and food benefits for the poorest Americans specifically so they can give tax cuts to people making over a half million a year. How obscene can it get? So, yeah, Tom, let's get that shadow cabinet going. And as you say, force Democrats to articulate a clear, positive vision for America in stark contrast to the dystopian Charles Dickens version that the MAGA's driving us down.
Yeah,
I would start with Medicare for all. You know, Michael Moore's movie Sicko laid out the same framework, me versus we.
Yeah, so, it needs a revival, that movie. It's brilliant. Jeff, thank you. You said it so well. Thank you so much. It's just about 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? We dare to say no. Come on, the Republicans on the Supreme Court lied about that one, too. I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now. Well, don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with Free Prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Go to freeprints.com or download the Free Prints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's Free Prints or freeprints.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And you got to check out their sleep gummies. They really work. I use them. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 25% off your entire purchase. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations, but that's cbdistillery.com. And you get 25% off. Promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. 10 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I was just thinking about someone was talking about charities. My favorite one is Doctors Without Borders, and they're pretty bona fide.
It's a great organization. Medecins Sans Frontières, right? Aren't they based out of France?
Right. Yeah. And I was just wondering what would happen if someone did some skywriting during the ceremony with the march in front of the White House, where they did a big rainbow that drifted over the
You're trying to give Stephen Miller a heart attack, Bill?
Right. And
I thought you were a Trump supporter, Bill. What am I missing?
Everybody is at one time, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
I was calling about that. No one gave this guy, who was really the hero, the due he needed. When Trump was shot and supposedly in the ear, there was a guy on a roof. He had an assault rifle, and he was, about to shoot him. And then a policeman came up a ladder and disturbed him. He turned around with a gun. And then the cop backed off. He put the gun back, probably not placed too well. Plus, it was a assault rifle. It wasn't for shooting long distance.
Wasn't a sniper rifle.
Sniper, right? And that the blood had to be from somebody else because that crazy box. Bandages, nothing they do in the hospital.
Yeah. Well, there's a growing consensus around that the blood that was on mm-hmm. Trump's ear was a blood splatter from the guy who was standing mm-hmm. next to him who was actually shot and killed. And, and what we're looking mm-hmm. at is just classic stolen valor.
Yeah. And he just, by putting that bandage on his ear, showed what kind of a liar he is.
Yeah.
It's
kind of, he is, sadly. You know. I mean, sadly. Yeah. Bill, thank you for the call.
Right.
Nice to hear from you. I appreciate it. Irene in Chicago. Hey, Irene, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. I listen to your program as much as I can. I think it's great.
Thank you.
But my question is, I'm piggybacking onto a previous caller's question about the chrysalis. And my understanding of a presidential pardon is that the recipient is supposed to admit guilt. And today, I think it was today, I read some story that Todd Chrisley was on a morning TV show, and they asked him, you know, does he have any regret over his actions? And he responded, no, I don't, because I didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
So he's denying, you know,
Yeah, to the best of my knowledge, there's no provision in law, there certainly isn't in the Constitution, that requires people receiving a pardon from a governor or a president to admit that they actually committed a crime.
I thought they had to admit.
I could be wrong, and I'm perfectly willing to be corrected when I am, but I'm pretty sure that there is no such provision. It's just... It's probably a tradition or, you know, just something honorable people do. Yeah, no, I shouldn't have done that. Thank you. Thanks for the pardon. You know, criminals are going to, and liars are just, you know, going to keep criming and keep lying. So, you know, shouldn't surprise us.
Honestly.
Yeah. Irene, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Good talking to you. Caleb in Chicago. Hey, Caleb, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I just really wanted to quickly piggyback on what you said a little bit ago. I've been listening to you for a long time, I mean, at least since the Obama years, and you gave me that question many, many years ago because, I mean, I have just Republicans all throughout my family. I'm my Marine, everybody's a Republican, and I have been asking people for almost 15 years, as I can give them a laundry list of things that the Democrats have done for we, the people. I have asked for 15 years. 15 years, not one of my friends have been able to give me an answer beyond Trump closed the border or, you know, whatever else. And I explained to them that's not a policy. And I even try to go through, I mean, I literally can list a whole laundry list of everything the Democrats have done. And to this day, not one Republican in 15 years that I know has been able to answer that question.
Exactly. It's how to win an argument with a Republican. It's just name one piece of legislation that since the Reagan era. I mean, you know, you can go back to Eisenhower. You can find a whole bunch of them. Because Eisenhower was, you know, sort of not a really a Republican, or at least not a modern Republican. But yeah, Caleb, thank you. That was great. I appreciate the affirmation. Tony in Fairplay, Colorado. Tony, you have the last minute. What's up?
Great. I think the Dems should run a weekly update ad, political ad called Lies. Every week, update called Lies. Mm-hmm. And then also, J.D. Pritzker gets my vote for the next Dem nominee. For president, he could do an FDR repeat, literally.
I agree.
Do an FDR repeat. And
FDR was a wealthy guy, too, yeah, and a great progressive.
He's a billionaire, so that would get rid of the class warfare argument of the GOP.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with you, and I am a huge fan of J.B. Pritzker. Sean has been trying to get him to come on the program. You know, he's a hell of a governor for the state of Illinois. He's doing a really good job. Tony, thank you for the call. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Frost, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the fine people who help make this program work, many of them volunteers. Thank you so much. Thank you to you also for spreading the good word, for telling your friends and neighbors about our program and about HartmanReport.com. Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Get out there, get active, tag You're It, and I'll catch up with you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Veteran Salute on Minow and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Stress and uncertainty for 500,000 immigrants in the U.S. allowed to stay under a temporary policy by the Biden administration. The Supreme Court rules that the Trump administration can force them to leave the country. Reality TV star Todd Chrisley speaks out since President Trump pardoned him and his wife, released from prison in Nashville, served time for tax evasion and bank fraud.
Even though this pardon has happened, I still was convicted of something that I did not do. It could be you.
Making his first public remarks since his cancer diagnosis, former President Joe Biden at a Memorial Day service in Newcastle, Delaware, afterward to reporters about his prognosis.
Prognosis is good, you know. We're working on everything. It's moving along. I feel good.
Taylor Swift announcing she's regained control over her entire body of work, buying her catalog of recordings from their most recent owner. This is ABC News.